Welcome to another edition of Lying on the Beach. I'm Steve Greenberg with
Lois Whitman.
And today we thought we'd talk about a problem which is really high profile in the news here, especially here in Florida, which is the Zika virus. Mosquitoes, which have been annoying for years, have now seemed to have, some of them have a virus connected to them that can lead to birth defects or maybe even other effects long-term on adults and their brains. And obviously it's something very serious and something we have to take very seriously. And the impact here in South Florida could be tremendous. So Lois, you've been looking at the news and watching it from up in New York. I'm actually here in Miami right now. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, I don't know when and if I want to come back to Miami Beach, because while I, you know, intellectually know that nothing's going to happen, emotionally, I think everything is going to happen. And that's been the way my whole life has been going. So, of course, I'm going to come back. And after a day or two, I'll probably forget about it. And I know that the people that are living there that I communicate with are going about their everyday. You know, they may spray, you know, their clothes, or I don't even know if they're spraying their skin. I'm not sure even how that works. I wish you would tell everyone. But they're going about their daily life. They're going into the affected areas. They're doing what they have to do in terms of business. But they are trying to be very careful. You know, if they see any insects or things flying around, they don't stay outdoors in those areas. But if they think it's clear, you know, they said, you know, that they're fine. I mean, everyone seems to be living their lives. However, I know of several people that were going to Miami Beach for the Labor Day weekend. They've been in contact with me, you know, for things to do, restaurants to go, you know, destinations. And now I checked in with them and they're not going. So, yes, it does affect people's lives.
It's interesting because for those who aren't in the process of reproducing, they're not, you know, about to get pregnant, are pregnant, and if you're not either the man or the woman in that process and you're not looking to reproduce, the effects are pretty minimal. They say about out of four people who get bitten, three won't even know they were ever bitten, and one might get the symptoms of like a minor, like cold, you know, stuffy nose, runny eyes, that kind of thing. And that's it for those in the population who are not reproducing. Of course, those who are in the reproducing mode, then the effects can be horrific. We're talking about, you know, birth defects that will, you know, change the course of that child's, you know, history forever. So it's very, very serious. So here you've got something that the chances of it being a problem are very, very small. But if it does happen to the wrong person, the effects are tremendous, huge, horrible.
Well, Steve,
so
you told
that's
me
sort of, that's that, why the risk is so great. Excuse me, yes?
Yeah, sorry. You told me that you knew an adult that had Zika, and it wasn't a pretty picture.
Yeah,
so what was that about?
Well, no. The person I know who got Zika, it was nothing at all. It was a little cold. It came and it went, and that was it. And he was a man. He wasn't in the process of, you know, getting his wife pregnant, so there wasn't any effect from that. Supposedly it's out of his system now. He doesn't plan to be having any more children. So for him, the effects were no different than a cold. But supposedly he was tested and came back positive for being exposed to Zika. So it's a real problem. Another irony in all this is that on the political stance, you know, our president asked for $1.9 billion, I think it was, to tackle this, or 1.9, I think, billion, and the Congress turned him down on it. Our own senator at the time didn't even vote. That was Marco Rubio, didn't even vote on that. Now that it's actually a problem here, Florida's screaming to the federal government, hey, we want research, we want help, we want financial support on this. And of course, Marco Rubio now has jumped on that bandwagon. But ironically, the first time around, he didn't even vote on it. The other thing is that our governor, Rick Scott, has slashed the funding for Planned Parenthood, a group that deals with pregnant women who could help them, who could help protect them, who might distribute, you know, some Zika kits and whatnot. And instead, they're out of the mix because he doesn't believe in them. So now you've got that problem added to the mix. And just to add one more political spin into it, whatever your views are on abortion, Marco Rubio stated that if a woman does get bitten by the Zika virus and it does cause problems to her unborn child, he's against that person getting an abortion. Again, it seems like it's really out of his place to make that decision, as he's not going to be raising that child. But you've got all this political side clamor over this problem here in Florida, which, by the way, everyone says for sure is going to spread to the Louisiana, to Texas. It's gonna go around the Gulf, and it could be with us for a couple of years. So this is nothing we can just look away at. And I can also tell you that here in Florida, the restaurants in Wynwood are pretty much empty. Same thing with some of the beach, because people don't want to sit outdoors and eat right now because of the Zika scare.
You know, it's interesting. I don't know how these politicians justify their decisions, their opinions, and I just wonder what's going on in the world when people hear the thoughts out of some of these politicians and how they get away with it. I don't understand the people that support them, that give them big money, how they justify it, or they look away because it's not the issue that they're concerned about.
It's
Does
frustrating to
that
me
ever,
because
yeah.
whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, it seems like so often they're just playing a game. They're playing a game to get money or playing a game to get reelected, and they're not doing their job of protecting us, of doing what they're supposed to do. Like, that's like the last on their list. First on their list is, how can I help me? How can I get reelected? How can I move up to a higher office? That seems to be number one on their list. Way down the list seems to be what's best for my constituents, what's best for the people I voted for. And even having an opinion like, Marco Rubio saying that a woman who has been bitten by has Zika virus shouldn't be allowed to get an abortion. Well, first of all, does he even need to say anything? Abortion's legal. The person can make their own decision what they want. Instead, he feels a need to say this just to placate a group of people who might support him. It's all about support and trying to say what he wants to say to get money or whatnot from those groups of people, but at the same time, it has very little to do with what's best for the constituents. It's just really frustrating. And here's a real life example, something that we're actually dealing with here in South Florida, and how politics is actually part of the mix, sadly.
One would think that he would reboot his life and think about the people that supported him and how little they were of them that he got so beaten up in the Republican race for president. You know, I would think that he would go back and, you know, reset his values, understand his values, and even if he's going with the same values because he wants to be true to himself, he should rethink it. Because the world has changed, and he's not changing with it.
And the same thing is true for our governor, who wants to move on to be senator, by the way. I mean, here's a guy who turns away Obamacare money. Now, I can see if you're not in favor of Obamacare, that's fine, but it's the law of the land. He turns it away. So this state is losing millions and millions of dollars just because he and our Republican legislature doesn't want to acknowledge Obamacare. So instead, people in Florida aren't getting discounted or free health care because they don't want to give the president the satisfaction of saying, yes, we'll take that money. And it's not even like they're voting for it. The vote's happened already. Obamacare's here, and yet they're turning down money that we have allocated to us because of their principles. And their principles, I'm putting finger quotes up when I say that, hurt real people. There are real people not getting medical care because of their principles. And that seems so wrong. Their job is to help the people of Florida, not to be a hindrance. And it's just frustrating, very, very frustrating. And that's what a lot of politics has become.
So, Steve, we have 5 more minutes on our committed 20-minute podcast, even though we could go over. But I think for the next 5 minutes, we should discuss how we really think this is going to affect Miami in the future and other places that are affected. And also, I think a future podcast, you're going away on vacation now. I think when you get back, we should see where
I'm
the
not going on
Zika
vacation.
virus.
I'm go I'm going to IFA, which is the largest consumer electronics show in Europe, to look at new products. So I'm actually going for a little bit of fun, but a lot of work, too.
Okay, so
make that clear.
When you get back, we should do a podcast on that show, because that would be enlightening to all of our listeners. And also, we should reassess what's happening with the Zika virus and attack that political front, because I think that we need to bring it to the forefront, and you and I are the people to do that. So those two podcasts that I'm going to look forward to, I'm writing them down when you get back. So for the next few minutes, let's think about what's going to happen to Miami.
And really, Miami, I mean, again, this is kind of a weird situation because, again, the risk is small, but if it should happen to someone, the effects are so horrific. So it creates a tough situation. I think any woman who is pregnant or any man who's thinking about being a woman and getting her pregnant, those folks should actually stay away from being outside. They need to lather themselves up in mosquito repellent and probably dine indoors, not dine outdoors, and do all those things. For the rest of us, if you don't fit into that category, you're not as much a risk. Yes.
Have you used the mosquito repellent?
I really haven't, but I've been inside just working. I go out, during when the sun's going down is when you're going to get most chance of getting bitten, and I haven't worried about it. Plus, I'm not in a high risk category, so I don't have to worry about it. But I think it's what I can tell you. The people who are worried the most are the people who own the cafes in Wynwood and own the restaurants on South Beach. They're the ones who right now are taking the biggest hit because their people just aren't going there. I mean, there's a restaurant in Wynwood that usually takes you a few weeks to get a reservation. It's like YSL or something like that. I had a friend call to see it, and the place was empty. There were, tables all over the place. So people are thinking twice and three times about eating outdoors, especially as the sun goes down. And if you are going to do it, and you are in a high-risk category, then you do need to put on bug spray and whatnot. If you're not in a high-risk category, you can consider doing it, but it's not as urgent.
Do you think that these restaurants are going to survive?
I think they will. First of all, I think people tend to snap out of it, and hopefully we'll get a handle on controlling it. We'll see. I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's a game changer, but it's certainly painful. I wouldn't say it's ending or killing restaurants, but it's certainly hurting them. That's for sure.
So
restaurants have, some of them have mosquito spray. So you go there and they'll give you mosquito spray. You can put on mosquito spray while you're sitting there. I don't even like putting that stuff on me, but you do what you have to do.
Do you put it on your clothes or do you put it on your skin?
I put it on my skin and I put it on the spots that generate the most heat, like your wrists, behind your neck, places that obviously are exposed, your ankles. And that's where I put it. I have a little roll-on that I use. But I don't like to use it too often because, first of all, I don't like the chemicals in that. And, again, I'm not in a high-risk category. More than likely, if I got bitten, I either wouldn't even know about it, or if I did, I would get, maybe like a flu-like symptom. But if you're pregnant, that's serious. That's really serious. You got to stay indoors.
So let me tell you about this artist, this graffiti artist that I'm working with that owns about 7 walls in Wynwood, and she's asking me to help her get sponsors for her walls. It's a long story. And I said to her, I don't think this is the time that we should be looking for sponsors because everyone is so Zika crazy. And she texted me back just the other day, and I had to think about how some people are so positive no matter what and how people are negative no matter what. And she wrote back, I'm outside every day. So are all of the other artists. So are all the shopkeepers, everybody's buzzing around. Yes, there is a decrease in audience here, but none of us talk about it. None of us, have had any repercussions, and we're going on life as usual. So that's our assessment.
I think that makes, and also it's again, who's at risk? I mean, certain age groups and certain people. If you're not planning to get pregnant, it's you're at lower risk. If you're of childbearing age and you're thinking about being pregnant or you are pregnant, then it's a real problem. Then you have to really redo the way you walk through life. But otherwise, you really don't. So I think that's That's kind of the upshot here. And it's a lot, there are a lot of people who fit in the outside the childbearing age category who can still kind of live life normally. But for that one group of people, they need to be especially cautious. That's for sure.
Okay, that's
so
a wrap.
So I think we should wrap it up. So I'm Steve Greenberg with
Lois Whitman.
And we are lying on the beach. So long.
Bye.